Second date updates can be about a lot of things. They can be about a love that somebody feels like they have lost, walked out of their life. They can be about righting a wrong on a date, just calling up to say, I'm sorry, that was bad. Yeah. And sometimes they can just be about getting your money back.
Oh, whoa, we've never had a refund date before.
That's why Evan is on the phone today to do a second date update. Evan wants his money back. What's up, Evan?
Hey, guys. I'm all right, you know. I'm just looking to get my cash back.
Okay, wait, before we go any further, we're not talking about any illegal prostitution deal that went wrong, right?
Whoa. No prostitution. This is just food. I'm looking to get paid back for some grub I did not know I was spending money on.
Oh, you know how many dates I've been on, Evan, where I've spent a bunch of money on dinner? I'm like, man, I wish I could get my money back. So kudos to you for using our radio show to do that.
Yeah, it's the only thing I could think of.
Well, let's start by talking about the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Chrissy.
Chrissy, okay. And how did you meet Chrissy?
I met Chrissy because she's a local at the bar I frequent, kind of like my watering hole, you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. So you've run into her before, or was that the first time you've met her is when you asked her out?
We've run into each other before.
Okay.
All right, and then how did you ask her out finally?
Well, one day I came to go get a drink after work, and she just sat down next to me. And I'd always thought she was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, we're grabbing a drink and chatting.
Okay. And, nice. And where'd you guys go on your date?
We went to this Greek restaurant.
So how did dinner go?
Well, I got to be honest with you guys. We were having a good time until we sat down for dinner. And I should note, she asked to meet me directly at the restaurant instead of picking her up, which was, you know, seems a little more like the typical course of action.
Sure.
And we sit down at dinner, and she orders every appetizer on the menu.
Whoa.
Wait.
And three full entrees.
What?
Hold on. How many appetizers are on the menu? Is there like two or?
Like six types of hummus, you know, chickpeas and grilled lamb, and I don't even know.
What? Why? Why did she do that?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what the hell? So I ended up asking her, you are really hungry. What's with all the food? And she looks at me and says, well, my kids, first mention of ever hearing that she had kids,
whoa,
have never had Greek food.
So she's ordering to bring food home to her children.
Yeah, she wants it all boxed up so she can bring it home for them.
And did she make you pay for this entire bill?
Yeah, I was expecting her to at least kick in some money,
yeah,
and she handed me the whole check.
So that's awesome. You bought her kids dinner, and you didn't even intend to. That's very nice of you.
And the whole thing turned out to be $165.
Wow, at okay. A Greek that's, restaurant? That's wait. A lot.
And I just had a salad. That's all I had.
Did you say anything to her about it? I mean, I would hope if I were in that situation, I'd be like, hey, I'll pay for your dinner, but do you mind paying for your kids' dinner?
No, I didn't. I was so flustered at the time. I just hate it.
Okay. Is there any way, like, that she is out of a job, can't afford to feed her children or something?
I don't think so. I don't know why she didn't offer to pay, but it kind of seemed like she was using me and the fact that I like her to get her to pay for dinner.
Girls will do that.
How did the date end with her?
The crazy thing is the date didn't end there. It kept going.
Oh
where did
gosh.
Where did you go next?
She demanded that we get more drinks together at another bar down the street.
Did she take those drinks into go cups so she could take those back to the kids too?
I wouldn't be surprised if that did happen.
How long were you hanging out with her after you bought all that food?
Like another hour or two.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Are you just a man who can't say no?
I was so confused inside, but I liked her, so I didn't know what to do. I got very nervous.
So how did it all end then? Like, what was the moment you guys said goodbye to each other?
Well, we're paying for everything, and she starts talking about how all men are just children who are trying to find their mothers.
What?
I don't even know where this came from.
Okay, wait. So the check comes, and that's what she brings up? I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, she starts venting about how all men are just children looking for their mothers.
Interesting.
But why would they not know where their mothers are?
I know where my mom is.
All the men in my life know exactly where
you're telling me. obviously the lady has issues. I don't know why she was saying that. And then she gets a text from her babysitter.
Okay.
And the babysitter wants her to come home immediately because she's already an hour or two over, and she leaves me with the bill.
What? So did she just cut like that? Like she just left right away?
Boom, out of there.
All right, so you don't necessarily want a second date. You just want to call her and go, you have to pay for the money that I spent on our date.
Yeah, she stiffed me on two f***ing bills.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and try to collect your money.
Yeah, thank you. I need to be reimbursed with this.
All right, this should be interesting. We'll do it right after this. Hang on.